The Mishnayos tell us, we're speaking tonight about the amount of flour, the amount of dough that has to be there in order to be chayav in hafrashas challah. It'll be a little bit abbreviated because of the late hour, but I'll try to do my best to be as clear as possible. The Mishnayos tell us in Maseches Challah, it's in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. It's really even more explicit probably in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnayos tell us that the amount of challah, the amount of flour, we'll see, that a person has to have in order to be chayiv in hafrashas challah, so it seems to be 43.2 kibetzas, 43 and a chomesh of a kibetza. The makor for that is the Gemara Maseches Eiruvin on Daf Pei Gimel. The Shach in Yerideya gives us a remez for this. The remez is that challah is bigmatria 43, and what about the chomesh, the 0.2? So that, the last letter of challah is a hey. That's how you can remember that it's a fifth. There's a fifth in addition. So it's 43 and a fifth. So says the Shach in Yerideya and Shin Chav Dalet Siv Katan Beis. So that is the amount of challah, 43.2 kibetzas. There's a lot of intriguing Torah about how we calculate kibetzas. In fact, many of the most well-known machloksim. It's known that the two Talmidei Chachamim that argued the most when you talk about Shiurim are Reb Chaim Naya and the Chazon Ish. They had a lot of machloksim about how you calculate. That has major nafka minas ledina. If Be'ezra Hashem, at the end, we have one shiur about the halacha l'maisa of challah. We'll speak more about it. But we, generally speaking, if you look on different websites, so you can find the shiur of the Chazon Ish, you can find the shiur of Reb Chaim Naya, and you can also find that they both have l'chumra in different directions. There's a smaller amount of flour that you'll separate without a bracha, meaning separate challah as a chumra, but we're not confident enough it's chayiv in challah that we're going to tell you to make a birchas hamitzvah on top of it, because maybe that'll be a bracha levatala. And then there's a larger amount of flour where we're going to tell you to make even a bracha when you separate it. Different amounts of challah that are there. Some hold, as an example, that you would make a bracha only if there's about 5 pounds or more of flour. Could be that you'd make without a bracha when there's about 3 pounds, but different precise hagdaras, you can look at different, online even, different kasha agencies have their own sort of precise hagdaras in terms of exactly how much you have to take off. This is Derech Agav, partially Taloi, in a very, very famous discussion in the Tzlach. This is a very well-known Tzlach and a good one to be aware of. There seems to be, Chazal established a correlation between the size of fingers and the size of eggs, the size of fingers and the size of eggs. The Tzlach in his day did the measurements. When the Tzlach did the measurements, he realized that it seemed to be off and that the fingers were twice the size of what eggs should be. The equation seems to have been off between fingers and eggs. He wasn't sure what to do. So the Tzlach writes, Nobi Huda writes, that, well, it's known thing that people are getting shorter and shorter, and therefore, if the fingers right now are double the eggs, it can't be pshat that fingers got larger. It must be that even though fingers got smaller, the eggs got even smaller, and our eggs are smaller than the previous eggs, and therefore the Tzlach said that the size of a kibetza should be double whatever we thought a kibetza really is. We should double the size of a kibetza, That's the shita of the Tzlach. The Mishnah Berurah and others quote that Tzlach. Maybe we should be machmir, at least by Dinei Do'oraisa, maybe we should be machmir. But others question that Tzlach. Some point out that it's not really so pashut. There's very little archaeological or historical evidence that people are getting shorter. The Turetskis are sort of holding their own on that, but for other places, it seems like people historically, if anything, are actually getting a little bit taller. There's also kimat no evidence that our eggs are really considered to be that much smaller. There's evidence not that much really to work with. There are those who question the Tzlach. Some question because of a comment of the Tshuvas HaGaonim. The Gaonim said, why is the shear given over in a kezayis? Why is the shear given over based on olives that impact size of eggs? So the Gaonim say, because eggs, olives are always going to be with you wherever you happen to be historically. So you could always just know what a kazayas is by looking at a zayas. And the assumption of the Gaonim is that, presumably, it'll always be whatever the size of an olive happens to be in all locations at all times. And therefore, we assume it really didn't switch. But this is a very, very famous discussion in terms of the actual shear, even halach lemaisa. Do we double the size of these kibetzas, or do we not double the size of these kibetzas? There's an amazing historical side. One of the Talmidim of Nodbi Huda, Tshuva Me'ava, had his own vort in terms of why Nodbi Huda calculated it this way. Apparently, Nodbi Huda was a very large man. And as being a very large man, so he apparently said to Nodbi Huda, maybe the pshat is the reason why the eggs are twice, you know, are smaller, you know, than the hens is because you measured with your hand, with your fingers, but you're huge. You know, that's not what it's really going to, what it's really going to be. So there's a whole discussion as to, did he mean that more as a joke? Did he mean that seriously? How did he react? There's like, and the chever that talks about these things, talks about these things. But that is all considered to be part of the discussion in terms of how exactly we are magdir, the precise shear. There's a lot of important machloksim about this, but we tend to, even though really strictly speaking, we measure based on volume, we do calculate on some level also that the number we give is based on weight, often 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it is that it happens to be. It's important to point out because sometimes the kind of flour that you use, whole wheat, could be different. Poskim Paltik said it could be that certain things shift. Okay. I want to talk about, in the time that we have, a real lumdish shaila about this shear. It's a really, really good yesod to know. I'll probably broaden it only because it's so interesting and it's so good. And we'll see. I'm really tired right now, so hopefully it'll be clear as I guess, press play. The Ragachavar has a yesod that there are two kinds of shi'urim. He writes this in many of the shi'urim here. We don't mean two kinds of people that teach and lecture in Torah. We mean in terms of measurements. There are two kinds of measurements. This is very, very, very important. He says one kind of a measurement is where you have the item. The item exists even in a smaller amount. Just the Torah says you're only yotze when you have a lot of that item. So as an example, you're only yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah if a person has a kazayas on Pesach night, kazayas of matzah. However, it's called matzah even when it is less than a kazayas. It's still called matzah even when it has less than a kazayas. Just the idea of a kazayas is what's called a shir hamitzdarev. They have enough of the matzah that combines to become something. You have other items. You have other items that it could be. It doesn't acquire its identity at all until it gets its actual shear. It is nothing until it gets that exact amount. As an example, discussion in the Ragachavar, I think. Spoke about this a bunch of years ago, I believe. The halacha is mikvah. Mikvah, you need our bayim sub. What, last year? Oh, very good. So happy you're here, but also not. When it comes to a mikvah, so the halacha is, when it comes to a mikvah, it has to be arba'im sa'a. Arba'im sa'a. Mikvah has to have a certain amount of water, 40 sa'a of water. Until a mikvah has 40 sa'a of water, it's not called a mikvah. It's not like it's like something, it's a mikvah just not big enough yet. It's only called a mikvah at arba'im sa'a. Two kinds of shi'urim. What's the nafka mina, what kind of shear it is? So the Tzavas Panech says a nafka mina would be a halacha found in the Gemara Mesechas Yumadaf, Ayin Dalit or so, and that is the halacha of chatzi shear. What's the halacha of chatzi shear? Machlokes B'Yochanan Mishlakesh. What happens? The Torah says you're not allowed to eat, let's say, a kazayis of trey food. Fine. B'Yochanan holds, not only you can't have a kazayis of trey food, then you're going to get real malchus for it. Then you're going to really have the firm punishment for it. But it's still usher to have less than the shear. It's still usher to have less than the shear. It's called the Isser Doraisa of Chatzi Shear. Perhaps, the Shaila weather, we'll say it a little differently than in the Ragachavar, but perhaps the Shaila of whether Chatzi Shear is usher or not is really tallay in the kind of shear that we are talking about. If it's called pig, even less than a Kazayas. Kazayas is a chum or enough amount of pig that we're going to give you the biggest donesh. Okay, fine. If it's less than that, as an example, it's still an Isser Chatzi Shear because you can't eat pig. It's not enough pig, but a shear hamitzarif, if it's going to combine, so that's still called aser midin chatzi shear. But if you have an iser which doesn't exist until a certain amount, there's no concept of chatzi shear at all. If you would have an iser where it doesn't exist minus that, so then there'd be no iser of chatzi shear at all. I'll give you, and sometimes, I'll give you an example, we have things where we're not sure exactly what kind of shear it happens to be. Following discussion, there's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tadivav, I believe. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Gemara there on Daf Tadivav tells us that there's a din of an iser of havaras dal amos birshus harabim. They're not allowed in the birshus harabim to carry through over four amos. Are you allowed to carry over two amos? Is that aser midin chatzi shear to walk outside of harabim and carry two amos, or not? Discussion in Achronim. There's Meiri and Shabbat Hotzah, which is relevant also to Totas Chaim and Nachum Zemba. Big discussions about this. Is the shear of Dalet Amos, Birshus HaRabim, is it that it's always wrong to carry in Rosh HaRabim? Just if you carry four Amos, that's like really chamor and will punish you. In which case, Chati Shear should be Asr, because you're still called carrying in Rosh HaRabim. Or maybe the Isr HaVarat Dalet Amos, Birshus HaRabim, is that the four Amos of a person, is their Rishus? Is there Rishus? The Baal Mor like this, is there Rishus? You're not allowed to leave your Rishus to go to a different Rishus. So if the Isser is leaving a Rishus, that means leaving four Amos. Less than four Amos is nothing. Going two Amos is zero. It's not a problem at all. There's no Isser to go two Amos. The Isser is going four Amos and leaving your Rishus. But less is nothing. Two models, two kinds of Shi'urim that are present there. Two kinds of Shi'urim. Clarity as a whole thus far. One, two, and three. Okay. Sometimes a shear means... What's the shear of challah? What's the shear of challah? Is the shear of challah that when we say you require 43.2 kibetzas to be chayav in challah, what's the pshat? Is it that every amount of flour really is called flour, really should be chayav in challah, just only when it gets to a significant enough amount, then we're mechayev you in challah, but it's still called the flour necessary even earlier? Or do we say, no, there's a din that isa, dough, a certain amount is called like a cheftah shel isa, a certain amount of dough that's chayev in challah, but less is not significant enough to even be chayev in challah. It's be'etzem nothing up until that point. Could be the Rav Elchanan in Psachim and Os Kuf Pei Gimel Kuf Pei Dalet talks about it. His name is Rav Asher David Meir, who's become Chacham in America in Shiurim and Chala. Shiris Nasan is Choker the Shaila. Also, it comes in Tzurim Chayim. It's in Torah Zrayim. The elements of the Shaila. It's a very, very important Shaila. What's the din? Is it that again? Flowers Chayiv and Chala. Just because that the Torah said. Only when it's a significant enough amount, then we're really mechayiv you to do it. But it's still called flour in advance. Or is the pshat that it's not called anything until you have a significant enough amount? It's not called anything until you have a significant enough amount. I'm going to speak very briefly for the next 90 seconds or so. If you're with me, great. If not, it's really, really all good. This may be taloi in the nature of the chiv challah, in particular its relationship to the chiv of truma. Truma, everything is chayiv in truma once it grows from the ground. If the din is that challah is really a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz, in the classical sense, it's chayiv midin, the fact that it grows from the ground, so even a lesser amount is still tevuah that grew from the ground. And it's just a din that only when it becomes isa, only when it becomes a certain dinim, only then is it really chayiv in so. But if you understand, like some Rishonim do, that challah is not really a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz, if you understand that challah be'etzem is really nothing, that in the inyan of challah is, it's an Eretz Yisrael mitzvah, but it's one that relates to what we do with the produce. It relates to what we create with the produce. Yitachin, it's nothing if we haven't created something significant enough, like a chalo shem of Isa. I mean, it could be somewhat taloi in this question. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be the following. Okay, I'm only chayiv and chala. Let's say we'll work with round numbers. Let's say 3 pounds of, we'll speak more at some point about the precise numbers. But 3 pounds of flour is chayiv and chala, maybe, that of bracha. Let's say I'm baking and I'm only baking with 1 pound. I'm only baking with 1 pound. So am I chayav chala midin like a chatzi shear type thing or not? Am I chayav chala midin like a chatzi shear or not? So the answer is the following. The answer is no. You're not chayiv in challah. There's no kind of a chati shir type idea when it comes to separating challah. Mishnayos say that you're considered to be pater. Adaraba, some of us know, we referenced it, I think, earlier this year, the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Mem Ches, the Rashi points out at Piskei Challah, that it looks like that adaraba, we bederach I'll tell you, it's usher to bake with less than this amount in order to, like, pater yourself from challah. So the poskim say it doesn't really apply. Poskim say that what it means is that if you, like, want to bake enough and you try to, like, find ways to maneuver around being chayiv and challah, that's it's inappropriate. But bederekla, we assume, you do not separate challah if it's less than a shear. There's no inyan whatsoever. And that's why the Gemara even says, don't try to weasel your way out of being chayiv and challah. So there's no chati shear type idea when it comes to challah. We don't separate with less. The shaila is why. Why would that be? How come there's no inyan? How come there's no inyan whatsoever to separate challah when it comes from less? Why not? So there are four mahalchim that we will have as to why there's no inyan to be machmir and to separate challah even if it's less than that amount of flour. Mahalch number one is found in the Maharid al-Ghazi. Maharid al-Ghazi, Hilchos Challah, commentary on the Ramban there. It's an amazing, amazing sefer. So initially, he'll give us two pshatim. The first pshat he says is like this. No, it's a big discussion in Achronim. Everyone agrees Chati Shir applies by Isurim. Chati Shir is if it's usher to eat a kazayis of pork. Chati Shir usher, you can't even have less than a kazayis of pork. That's also usher. But there's a big discussion. Is there Chati Shir bin mitzvos? Is there Chati Shir by positive mitzvos? What's the following nafkamina? A very well-known nafkamina. Let's say it's Pesach night, and you only have less than a kazayis of matzah. Is there an inyan to eat less than a kazayis of matzah? Do we say just like chati shir by isurim, also chati shir by mitzvos? Do we say that or not? Maybe we'll say, yeah. And therefore, the same way it's usher to eat less than a shir of pig, it's a mitzvah to eat less than a shir of matzah. That's all that you have. Or do we not say that? Maybe only by isurim. First, Maharal Ghazi says, I have a raya from challah. The fact that there's no inyan to separate challah if I have a very small amount of flour shows me that there's no din of chati shir by mitzvos in general. That's the first mahalach. As to why there's no inyan separate challah if I have less, because there's no din of chati shir by mitzvos. That's the first mahalach. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. More hands so I can just see if someone's here. Great. Number 2. Says Maharal al-Ghazi, I'll tell you a different shot. Maybe it's like this. No, normally there is chati shir by mitzvos. And normally we always tell you, we would tell you on Pesach night, to have less than the kazayis of matzah. If you can't get the full shear, there's still toelas and value in less than the shear. But maybe challah is different. Because challah is not a regular classical mitzvah chiyuvis. Maybe with a mitzvah chiyuvis, you're chayiv to go out of your way and put on tefillin. You're chayiv to go out of your way and to eat matzah. So when you're chayiv to go out of your way and do it, so then we're mechayiv you not only for what you do, we're also mechayiv you for Pachos Mikashir. But if we understand that that's not what's going on, when it comes to challah, you have no chiyuv to proactively go and bake bread. Rather, if I decide that I want to bake, so then I have a chiyuv to get involved and do it. So maybe, he doesn't explain exactly what the Hezbollah is, but Lechora, maybe there we're a little bit more makel by challah. Isn't the same kind of intense mitzvah chiyuvis? In which case, maybe there wouldn't be this chati shir type idea, because we see in general by challah, we're less proactive as far as actually being mechayiv you. In terms of actually being mechayiv you. I don't know if we saw this far, so we can just set up until the last 2 points are going to be clear. We saw the following thus far tonight. In order to be chayiv and challah, you have to have flour. How much flour do you have to have? 43.2 kibetzas. 43.2 kibetzas. We derechal machlokas chazanish and chayiv and chayiv not. How much exactly do you have to have in order to be? How do we calculate that? Relates partially to slach. Are our eggs half the size of the previous eggs? Do we have to double our kibetzas or not? Discussion about do people get smaller and eggs get larger? Exactly what exactly took place? That is our that's the discussion. We pointed out there's a chakira by many shiurim in general and here as well. Is a pshat that it's be'etzem, the kind of flour, the same flour before and after, just once it to a certain amount. That's the amount that you're chayiv in? Or is the pshat that it's nothing until you get to a certain amount? It's not called a mikvah, less than 40 sa. It's called nothing until. That's a question which Rav Chanan has, and many achronim have in Mesechas Challah. What about chati shir? Is there a din of chati shir? The answer is no. There's no inyan separate challah if you have less. The question is going to be why. The first answer, Maral Ghazi, because maybe there's no chati shir by mitzvah saseh. Chati shir is by isurim. There's no flip side that if you can't do the full shir of mitzvah, do half a shir. Second idea, Maral Ghazi, is that maybe mitzvahs in general is chati shir, but challah is unique in that there's no real active mitzvah chiyuvis obligation to go out of your way to separate, and therefore we don't have a chati shir either. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is a third mahalach. The third mahalach is in the tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchak. Yitzchak Shmelkes, I believe. He quotes a comment of the Chavos Yair. It's a really amazing yisod. The yisod is that whenever the shir is found in Pasuk, then there's no iser of chati shir. When the Torah's koveya the shir, then there's no iser of chati shir. The Chavos Yair says that in an unbelievable context, this would be a chumrah like no other. He says it must be that this is so because there's an iser on Shabbos to walk outside the tchum. You can't walk outside 2,000 amos on Shabbos. Why shouldn't there be an iser of chati shir, which is an iser to walk an ama outside? Maybe we should all just, you know, get 2,000 amos. An ama outside should be a problem. Elamai, there's no din of chati shir when the shir itself is in pasuk. He says the Beis Yitzchak, so too by challah. We darsh in the Gemara in Meseches Erevin, learning from a Reishis Ariso Sechem, that we learn that the shear of Reishis Ariso Sechem is 43.2 kibetzas. Memela, there's no iser of chatzi shear. Comes along with Usher David May, I believe, one of the great lamdanim in America. Shiras Nasim Chala, page 27-28, has an amazing ha'ara. Of these mahalchim that we saw are assuming something. They're assuming like one side in our fakira. I have a much smoother answer. You know what my answer is as to why you're allowed to bake with a pound of flour and there's no inyan whatsoever separate challah? Because a pound of flour is zero. The shear is a shear like mikvah. The same way that a 39 sa'a body of water is a 39 sa'a body of water. It ain't called a mikvah yet. And the nature of the chiyuv of challah is only chayav in that amount. That amount's a chashuv enough amount. Anything less than that is not called a shame isa, is the way some achronim say it. It's not called anything. It has to, less than that amount is not called isa. It's not called dough the same way. It doesn't produce the same amount of dough. It's called things that look like dough, but al pi din, it's called nothing. So why is there no din of chati shir? Because it's nothing. We only say chati shir with a shir hamitztarev. We only say chati shir by things like matzah. It's matzah less than the kazayas. Matzah more than the kazayas. There's an isser of chati shir. It's pig less, it's pig more. It's food less, food more. So then we have an isser of chati shir. But here it is nothing if it is less. It's a zero. Therefore, no din of chati shir. But he says, but what about Maral Ghazi? Why isn't everyone saying my pshat? Why are we getting into the Chavos Yair about Davar Mefurash B'Torah, no chati shir? Why are we getting into other ideas about mitzvos asay, because they must hold differently. They must hold that fundamentally, flour is chayiv and challah. Fundamentally, it is called flour, and you're chayiv and challah. And just that we said, only at a certain amount are really going to be chayiv you. So really, it should be asur midin chati shir. And that's why the Maharal al-Ghazi has to go out of his way to explain, like technically, why it wouldn't apply here. Meaning fundamentally, it should be chayiv and challah less than a shir. For side reasons, it won't be. It's a mitzvah saseh, that are a mitzvah chiyuvis, something along those lines. So this chakira may have not an actual nafkamina, but a nafkamina in why. Everyone agrees there's no din of chati shir when it comes to challah. That if you're going to be baking a pound of flour, there's no need whatsoever to have your challah. The question is going to be why. Is it because, well, obviously there's no chati shir, because less than this amount is not called isa, it's not called dough, it's not called enough. It's a zero. You wouldn't be chayv and chayv, all no din of chati shir. It's like walking 2 amos for some rishonim, or what? It's walking 2 amos for sharab. It's zero. Or no. Maybe it should be chayv in chati shir. Maybe it really should be, because maybe the shir really, this is the amount that you have to like fully be chayv. But it's called flour and dough. Even if it's less than this, it's still called flour and dough. So LMI, there must be a side reason as to why it's not. As to why it's not chati shir. Be that as it may, what we saw tonight is as follows. Number 1, we saw that in order to be chayav in challah, has to be a certain amount, the Mishnayos tell us, 43.2 kibetas. The Shach gave us the remes. Chalos begematria 43, plus the hay at the end for a fifth, next to Chomesh, 0.2, 43.2 kibetas. How we calculate kibetas, we reference very briefly, a very famous machlokas between the Tzlach and others as to whether or not our kibetas should be, what we think the size of kibetas should be doubled, or are smaller than the kibetas in the time of Chazal, a huge chumra, some machmir, many poskim, when it comes to Dine Doraisa, some in general machmir, some really not machmir that often. And then we saw this very important question. By Shi'urim in general, these two mahalchim, other Ragachavar, how does it play out in the context of Hafrashas Chala? How exactly does it play out? What's the nature of this shear? Is it still called flour, just only when it gets to a certain amount in your chayav? Or is the vort that Torah taught us that it's actually not significant at all? The fact that it comes from the ground, if it can't produce a certain amount, only that's a chashav enough isa, that's called isa. Anything before, you would not be chayav or responsible for whatsoever. What we're going to speak about, Be'ezra Hashem, next week, is going to be the following very important question. How much do I have to take off of the dough? How much do I have to separate from the dough in order to give? Both, we'll speak maybe next week a little bit about in the time we gave it to Kohanim, and nowadays when we don't give it to Kohanim, how much do I have to separate? Have a wonderful rest of your night.